Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Welcome back!
Day 14 of the 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar.
What is up?
What is up? It's day 14. We're behind, but you'll never know that if you listen to the future, because I'm releasing them on days in the past, so you're thinking it's today, but we're behind because of life. But today is interesting because I open this up and I pull it in here, and it's a Whitman Urquell, which we had last year. But then I look at the app so we can read the info for today.
Let's read the info every freaking time.
Well, because it's
interesting.
It is interesting. We always like, oh, hey, doing this. Oh, that was kind of cool. But in the app, the beer is a Schlossenbrauerei Hergensdorf.
I feel like we've also had that one. Mm-hmm.
But so I was like, what the hell? So I actually went back to the event counter, opened up all of the rest of them to put them in one to put them in the fridge, and two to see if they moved it around. And I thought that I had figured it out. They had switched to, like, number 17 and 14, but that wasn't the case. Do you know what actually happened?
What?
Our box, if you look on the side of it, has a list of all the beers, actually has a sticker over the one for today with this over top of it. So they actually replaced the one in our box with this one.
Oh, how funny.
So a lot of boxes
have no...
They have no description. No description. So most boxes got the Schlossenbrauerei Hergensdorf in it, but we got the Whitman Urquell.
I wonder if they, like... ran out. I mean, they put a sticker in front of it, so
they probably ran out. They had to put a sticker over it to see it. But today, the Whitman Urquell, we had it last year. It's a green and yellow goldish can.
It's a cool can. Looks like the can that you get oil.
Like an SCP can.
Yeah.
Not Stone Temple Pilots though.
Yeah.
Right, so you want to do the honors opening up?
Your secret tweaker pad.
Your secret tweaker pad. Yeah. You got many of those?
A couple.
So go ahead and open it up. Crack it open.
And if you get that reference, yay for you.
And if you don't, figure it out.
Right?
As I say on Letterkenny, figure it out. All right, so smell, taste. This one's not cold because it was not in the fridge, so.
I know, and I thought I liked that, but turns out I don't. I like it like midway.
All the rest of it will be cold, though. So, yeah, first taste. What do you think?
It's not bad. It's a little foamy.
I think all the foamy ones have been because they weren't in the fridge. They weren't cold. But we know nothing about beer. So if that's wrong, sorry. But we're trying here. We're trying.
I like it.
It's you a like it?
Filling. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me try it. It means you get to talk now.
I get to talk. Yay. It has like a light flavor to it.
Huh. Yeah. It's very, very mild.
Yeah, it's mild, but I like it. So,
it's like beer carbonated. It's like beer carbonated water, but like not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. It's not Coors Light.
Right. So one being I'm drunk and I won't drink this. Two being I'm drunk, I'll drink this. Three being I will drink this if I'm drunk or if somebody else bought it. And four being I will buy it.
Wow, you fucked that all up. Uh-oh. Yeah, you went from. You went up and down on the numbers.
I said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe I heard it backwards.
You're going to have to re-listen to this because I said 1 being this, 2 being you're sorry. Drunk.
I might be wrong, but my brain heard 1, 4, 3, 4. But I'm probably wrong, but that's my brain heard.
Okay, well, four. Thankfully we have it recorded so you can check. Okay. There it is. 3. God, I'll go back. 3. Being that you will drink it, but you won't buy it. 4 being you'll buy it, but it's not your first choice. And 5 is you'll buy it. This is my jam beer, bitch.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think this one is for you? Is this a 1, a 3, a 5, a 10?
It's like a 3.5.
This one upgraded from last year.
Was it a 3 last year?
It was a 3 last year. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say 3. I don't know if I'd buy it, but I would buy it if I saw it
and recognized it and been like, oh yeah, we'll buy that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, this is the beer / burp podcast apparently, but
well, when you drink beer.
Right. No, it's pretty good. Oh, so yeah, three and a half for me too. I think upgrades from last year, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So something funny.
Always.
Remember how last episode we were talking about the beer from the world thing we bought to do episodes on? And I was like, let's do them all in one episode. It's only 9 of them. And they're all small cans or small bottles.
They regular bottles.
They're totally regular size bottles. So either we're going to do it in separate episodes or we're getting smashed.
Right? God, I knew that. I was like, so I thought they were tall cans. Like, and you're like, no, they're short cans. I'm like, there's got to be somewhere in the middle.
So like the first three would probably be fine. We get to like bottle 5 or 6 and bottle 9.
Well, if we share it and we each drink half and half.
4.5 bottles of beer apiece.
If we did it like over like 4 hours, 3 hours.
Look, I'm committed to doing it that way if you are, but I'm also willing to break it up to like 2 bottles an episode or 1 bottle an episode.
You're funny. It'll yeah, fun. We don't always drink them all too. We have a sip.
Don't give our secrets away. We don't waste beer.
We definitely waste a lot of beer.
And the ones you don't like, fuck this shit. I'm pouring it out.
And I've had a bunch of tea and I'm like, I gotta pee so bad.
There's no peeing on the podcast.
No.
You go pee now. I'm gonna follow you and then keep talking to you.
Oh my God. Stop making me laugh. You know I can hold it, but right now it's like I drink so much tea and all of a sudden it's just like bam, hits me and I'm like,
Why are you drinking tea now?
Because I don't drink coffee.
Because we switched off our coffee, which is insane for us, being Washingtonians. We drink a lot of coffee, but now we're drinking tea.
Yep, we drink, and it's even decaf.
Right, which is nice. Although we did fall back to sleep this morning and sleep for an extra like 3 hours.
Shh, I know. I had to like message my coworker. I'm like, I'm sorry you had to take this case. I am here now for the rest of the day. But right now, my job is really slow, so we don't have anything, so I'm just dorking around. I should be doing schoolwork, but I found Teen Mom instead. Right.
I was late to a call like by 7 minutes or so, and the customer was all super happy. But I was like, "Yeah, sorry, I got caught up on something." Not that I was literally sleeping and fell asleep, took a nap, and did not expect. I literally expected to lay down, cuddle for a minute, and get back to work, and lay down, cuddle. And I was out.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was like, I needed it.
Yeah,
we needed it.
We did need it. So, have you done anything cool lately? We haven't talked about yet.
No.
You wrapped presents.
I did. I think we talked about that last time.
I put up lights.
You did put up really bomb-ass lights. I'm really excited about it.
Not like Christmas lights. They're like solar-powered lights that go on the ground. They made a path around the house.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, where are they? They're on the inside. That was
yeah. Well, I thought about the outside and Sam's like, do it on the outside. I'm like, no, but then because we walk across that.
Right, we do.
So I put it on the inside and the bark, and it looks pretty cool. I got them all around.
Better follow.
All right, well, we're going. All right, guys, let's go to the bathroom. Well, I won't make you listen to her pee, though, but I will follow her. This is weird. This is a weird podcast.
We have dog toys like all the way down.
Right. Rue's making dog toys everywhere. But where is Rue? Oh, he's downstairs. I'll pause for a second. Everything came out okay?
Yep. Nice and quick.
And there's our puppy. He's now chewing on a glove. No, that's my glove. That's stop. So, man, we're coming up on Christmas break.
This one's yours.
He's like, no. Did not want that one.
Nope, he did not.
You know what's funny?
Maybe he does.
What's funny?
Huh?
We took 2 weeks off of work.
Uh-huh.
And we both already have call schedule next week.
I know. My coworker was like, I can fill in for you. I'm like, well, but you can't answer the questions, so.
Right, and there's a customer now who I've got who's like demanding like daily calls and shit, and it's like, fuck I hate
off.
That.
Fuck off, people. I hate when, like, if you're an owner of a business, be professional.
Right, and I don't know. That's a whole different topic for something else, but yeah.
Yeah, this is our happy podcast.
Yay, happy podcast beer. So are you going back to work or are you done for the day?
I have to like hang out and make sure that nothing happened. Rupert, don't eat underwear.
But they're so tasty, especially when they're clean. I don't know. This dog eats underwear all the time. He had my underwear last night.
That's bad.
You know, maybe if we put our fucking laundry away, he wouldn't eat the underwear.
Well, he found his bone.
Yeah.
That's what he really wanted.
Well,
I probably will do more Christmas wrapping, and I have to be semi-close because I do have to respond to cases, but those get sent to my email. So, I mean.
I got some more. I got a bunch of emails too because I'm off for 2 weeks. I have to get all my emails and cases cut up so they're nothing lingering.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So I'm going to go do that. But then I think I'm going to work in my office.
So close to being done. I've been doing. I feel like.
You're about to be a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've already got your graduation present.
Yes, I did.
It's a Jeep. It goes beep beep.
It is a Jeep. That does go beep beep.
We have an episode about that that's going to come out next year sometime.
At some point.
Oh, it's funny.
Huh.
I actually started editing our Looking for a House episode last night when I couldn't sleep. Uh-huh. And it's like, did you know we did three and a half episodes on that?
every time we looked at a house, and then we forgot, and then I don't think we did one on our way to this house.
Nope, I don't think so.
The one that we bought, and now I'm like, fuck this house. I'm ready to move again.
We're not moving.
I hate the location.
You're not moving.
This house. I hate the location.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. But yeah, I started editing the first one last night. It's like 14 videos. So I had to like edit them all together and like put the audio on them. I got that all synced up and done and stuff like that. And it's pretty cool. It's funny because like, I don't know if we'll release the video, everybody, because while there is video, it's not at a very flattering angle for me. Because it's like right here. Like, you look fine because you're not taller than me. But for me, it's almost an undershot.
Oh, God.
So we'll see how it comes out. Maybe I'll use some special effects to make it look better. I don't know. But yeah, that'll come out this year. But anyways, we're going to have another beer one tomorrow.
Yes.
Record later today because we're behind.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Once more.
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.